In today's Mishnah, we're in the 7th and 8th Mishnah from the 4th Perek of Masechta Bava Batra. The Mishnah begins, HaMocher Ta'ir. So in the times of the Mishnah, individuals could own cities, and therefore the city could be sold to somebody else. So if someone purchases a city, then Machar Batim, including the sale, will be the houses, Borot Sichu Marot, these various holes, trenches or caves in which they were basically used as water stores, Merchatzaot, which is the bathhouses, Shovachot is the dovecotes, Beit HaBadim, these the olive presses, Beit HaShlachin. Now, the meaning of Beit HaShlachin here is different from the regular use, as is explained in the Gemara. Here is referred to as the garden patches and the paradasim, that orchards are either in the city or very close to the city. And therefore, they're considered part of the city and part of the sale. Avalo et hamataltid, not the, if you like, the non-fixtures, the movable parts, like we've been explaining in the previous Mishnah's learning together. However, once again, mazman shamarlo, as soon as he says, I'm selling he v'chol masha b'tocha, this city and everything contained in it, then afilu he hayu ba behima b'avadim, not only would it include the mataltlin, but even the animals and avadim servants would be part of the sale, hari kula mechurin. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, HaMocher Ta'ir, if someone sells a city and doesn't even have to say, and I've sold everything inside it, that would still include Macharet HaSanter. According to the Bartanura, the Santer refers to this Eved that was the Shomer Ha'ir, almost like the city guard, that would also be included in the sale. Let's now learn Mishnechet, HaMocher HaSadeh, if someone sells a field, once again, Stam, what's included part of the sale? Mishnah says, Machar Ta'avim Shen Tzorcha. It would include the stones that are required for the field. Here referring to stones that are piled up in order to construct a fence around it. Another understanding is these are the stones that we use to hold down bundles of wheat or produce that have been already cut, so they're not blown away. Ve'et hakanim shebekerem shem letzorokot. A simple understanding of what this means is it's referring to the sticks that hold up the vines within a vineyard. Despite the fact these are movable, since they're pretty much kept there most of the time, and they're really a very essential part of the vineyard, they are part of the sale. Ve'et hatfua shehim mechuberet lakarka, likewise produce, despite the fact it's ready for harvest. In this situation, we don't say that kol amed lekatzer, anything that's ready for harvest as if it's already cut. We say that no, it's actually included as part of the sale. Let's continue. Ve'et mechitza takanim, this refers to like clusters of reeds. As long as it's shiputa mi beit rova, as long as the area that we have these reeds is less than a beit rova, again, that's an area on which one could plant a rova kav of produce. In other words, if it's small enough, then it's batel, it's annulled, it's considered part of the field or the sale of field. Veta shomera, shomera here refers to a sukkata shomer, which is like a hut on which the shomer was stationed. She'enu asu betet, provided that it is not a properly cemented in, like the stones aren't cemented together, and therefore, since it's less substantial, therefore it's considered part of the field. Then it continues, ve'et ha'charuv, which refers to a carob tree, she'enu murkav, that is still ungrafted, so it's still quite young, so therefore it's not grafted to another tree, Rashi, sorry, Kati says, and therefore it's not chashuv enough yet, it's not significant or important enough to be treated independently, and ve'et putata shikma, and likewise a young sycamore tree, while it's still young and they haven't yet cut the branches, again, it's not considered substantial, significant enough yet, therefore, it's considered part of the sale of this field. Those are the Mishnah today.